Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as, with the Lord's help, we conclude a message I've been sharing on the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and that if there was ever a time we needed the power of God, the mind of Christ, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, walking with God on a day-to-day basis, seeking His face, seeking His will for our lives, believing in His guidance, it is the times in which we are now living. And I've been praying, not only for my partners, but that you, my radio family, those who I don't know by name who haven't written, that the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. And if you feel feeble and your hands seem weak at accomplishing the things you desire to do for God, as well as those things you desire to have in your own life, I'm praying for you, and I believe God to empower you with such strength, such peace, such joy, that you, where there may have been hopelessness and a lack of faith before, that you will feel His presence, and you will truly understand and know that statement that nothing is impossible with God. Isaiah 35:3 declares, this is what the word of the Lord says, strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And this is verse 10. And the ransomed, or the redeemed, of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That's our prospect of every Christian that is going to happen. And the day is coming soon when God is going to speak to this world, and His voice is going to sound like many waterfalls roaring at once. That's what the Apostle John likened the sound of the voice of Jesus. Beloved, God has not called us to hide off in a corner and let the devil whip us down to defeat. I know at times we've all been there, we've been in a corner, but the Word tells us we are more than conquerors through Christ. And I just, you know, as I read Isaiah 35, I was quickened of another passage in Scripture, Psalm 18. And this is David. And this was a song that the Lord delivered to him when he was writing of his joy in being delivered from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. I'm just going to read excerpts of it. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. That was true for him, beloved. That's true for you and me. To continue reading, the sorrows of death compass me. That's not too good, is it? And the floods, lots of them, ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me or surrounded me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Listen to what happened. The earth shook and trembled. The foundation of the hills were moved. I mean, this is, there went smoke out of his nostrils, a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. Darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. He did fly upon the wings of the wind. He sent out his arrows, scattered them. These are the enemies of the Lord. Those who, this may not have physically happened, but the effect was just as if it had literally occurred. He shot out his lightnings. He discomfited them, which means confused. And it says, the Lord sent from above. He took me and drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy. That's the enemy. I mean, we may not have physical human enemies, but we certainly have a very strong satanic enemy. The opposition from the demon hordes are increasing in the hours in which we are living. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Isn't that true? The devil hates God and he hates you. If you belong to God, he hates you. He hates mankind. And he, because mankind is beloved of the Lord, and he provided for salvation to mankind. He did something that must have shocked the heavens when the Trinity announced the plan of salvation that had been planned from before the foundation of the earth. They could hardly believe that. It says, they prevented me. Again, now this is going back to the words of Jesus. They, David's enemies, came upon him in the day of his calamity. You know, so often that's the case. When you're down, that's what the enemy does. He kicks you down further because he hates you. But the Lord, hallelujah, beloved, the Lord is your stay, as it was for David. He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Verse 21, I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not wickedly departed from my God. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. In other words, we all have not been pleasing and perfect in God's sight in terms of what we did. But as Christians, we have a choice. And beloved, that's why I'm preaching about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He empowers us to be able to mortify the deeds of the body. He empowers us to live a victorious and successful Christian life. And more than that, he empowers us to be his witnesses, to see miracles, signs, and wonders, because he's no respecter of persons or of times. And to me, it's fairly elementary. It's fairly simplistic that what Jesus did for his early church, well, he did, you know, he just didn't sit back and say, well, you know, I guess they're not going to need, well, I just did it for them. No, he's no respecter of persons. So he's done that for all of us. Okay, let's go on. There's still more. It says, verse 28, for thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Lord, if there's any that feel like they're sitting in darkness right now, let the light of your presence shine upon them. I rebuke the forces of hell that have brought them low. And Father, I speak your deliverance in their lives and in the circumstances. Lord, they may love you with all of their heart, but they're facing circumstances that are just testing them sorely. Make a way for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then David testifies in that very next verse. He said, and see, that's what you need to do. You need to declare in a positive way, God's going to enlighten your darkness. He's going to help you. And he says, verse 29, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all those that trust in him. In verse 32, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh me my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hind's feet and setteth me upon my high places. And he equips you for warfare, beloved. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy right hand hath holden me, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Praise God. I mean, he goes on, and you might want to read that entire psalm if that doesn't lift you up. Beloved, we are living in a time, in an era, that we're going to hear and see God move as we never have before. You know, the whole world is looking for peace. People are looking for reality. And there's nothing more real than God and God's word being fulfilled in the lives of those who don't doubt in their hearts, but believe what they ask is going to be given. Beloved, if you're saved, if you believe in Jesus and received him as your Savior, you're part of Christ's body in this earth. And that makes you a master instead of a slave. That makes you free instead of bound. Jesus Christ gave his disciples through all time power to set the captive free, that you have the power to loose. You have the power to bind and to loose. You have the power to decree. You have the power to not only tell it, but to send the word around the world, beloved, by partnering with ministries that are preaching the whole word of God. Not a watered-down gospel, but the gospel in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, that's why we need the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he gives freely to all those who desire. Well, beloved, my time has just flown this week. There's so much more I'd love to share, but we'll have to wait till next week. I thank you for joining me, and I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer is going to give our contact information. I do respond by snail mail. If you email, I will confirm receipt, and of course, I'll pray. But if you would like a personal letter, I invite you to give your and share your mailing address, which is never shared with anybody. Sometimes I get letters from ministries I've never written to, and I've wondered about that. Okay, there you go. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support. I'm so grateful for your prayers because I certainly need them. I thank God for you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,